podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the Voice of the People. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, 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 every day I'm hustling.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it just the
body punching?
I was hitting him with body punching. I heard him. Actually, he was crying in there.
You're saying
that Big was crying when you hit him? Yes. When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So that you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time?
Absolutely, but I knew he was tough and you were taking those punches.
What up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to your weekly episode of Border Wars. Border Wars is a Boxing Voice USA boxing event. And this season, fingers crossed, this event will be brought to you not only by TBV and DEFCON Sports, but also by the WBC. We just had a really good meeting, and it looks like our participants, or should I say the winners, may possibly be receiving WBC belts if you win in our Border Wars event, which is going to be taking place September 14th. So, yes, phone lines are open. We got Discord available, Twitter Spaces available, and the landline available. We do have some unfortunate news to report. I haven't really been able to verify it 100%. I did speak to the manager of CYP and Bo, and I think that we can take Bo's response as confirmation. The team of Givon had contacted us yesterday, and they had did their due diligence. Seems that they reached out to the, you know, tournament, which CYP was a part of, and tried to figure out why there was only one round released. And obviously the event organizers said that the fight in question was stopped due to a bicep injury. So we were not able to confirm from Bo if the bicep injury that was sustained in the fight the CYP took is true or not. But we did get a statement, which we will read, and, you know, that they released, which does still give you some inclination that the injury is real. Now, this is the footage in question that obviously caused the injury. So they're saying that this was stopped due to the bicep injury and breaking of the rules. This is supposed to be point boxing, sparring, touch and spar. And obviously these guys were, you know, going all out. So as you can see, this is the event organizers, and they say the bout was stopped. People say, why was it stopped? White shirt tore his bicep. Point sparring, all about points. It's not about trying to knock out your opponent, back when we were doing it. So, you know, they were not happy that they were loading up and they got stopped. He also tore his bicep. So We're not doctors. We don't know if CYP really tore his bicep. What we do have is a statement from CYP and his team, and I'll read that after the footage. For those that don't know, that's obviously CYP in the white. And we don't know who he is facing here in the orange and green. But, you know, he doesn't look bad, you know. CYP's right in the pocket, given the action. Definitely a television-friendly fighter, right, with the style that he has right there in front of his man trying to get the knockout. But that was the thing. You know, these guys weren't supposed to be going hard. You see this guy just hit CYP behind the head. So this is the footage. It's only one round, but in the second round, there's an alleged bicep tear that could possibly, you know, now push back the fight between CYP and G-Von. And this is why people didn't want him to have these tune-up fights. But, you know, if the rumors are true and he did get injured, it's unfortunate because this was a big fight. But, you know, this is a blessing in disguise for the rest of you guys. You know, you got Alex Vega, Chris Vega. This is your wake-up call to step up to the plate and stop being an undercard fighter. Stop being overshadowed. No one even knows that the two of you are fighting. You know, Anthony Forbes, he just signed, and he's officially now fighting Nathan. I don't know his last name, but Nathan. You guys need to step up now. You know, everyone's excited for CYP and G-Von because they've built their fight up. You know, no one knows anyone else that's on the card because you guys suck at building your fight up. No one knows you're fighting because you haven't told anyone you're fighting. No one is rooting for you because you haven't submitted any footage to get anyone excited about rooting for you, you know? So, yeah, man, you guys need to really step it up. Step it up. But we do got some footage from G-Von. You know, his team did submit a lot of stuff yesterday. Not the longest of clips. Not the longest of clips, but, you know, we got what we got. We're going to show you what we got. Shit, I don't know who's G-Von. I thought G-Von might have been the dude in the black because he's allegedly 230. But whoever the dude in the white is came off them ropes like a straight pro. We got some more here.
Side. On the wall. Penitentiary rules in effect. You let boys go to jail, but you don't know how to fight. Ain't no guns back.
Oh, come on, man. We can't be having a flag. Same clip. And that's what we got, man. You know, but at least G-Von and CYP submitting footage, keeping people excited about their fight, you know. Where's the rest of the guys at? Where's the rest of the footage? We do have some footage of Nathan That's new. And some of Anthony. So this is Anthony sparring in Las Vegas, but I don't know how good this footage is going to look. Anthony's in the black and gray, by the way. He's going to be taking on Nate. This is old, by the way. This is definitely a year old. So that's Ant. Let me see if we got the footage of Nathan. Okay, here goes Nathan. But then this is like freaking TikTok video and shit. Nathan is obviously the white guy. That's Jerome Lambert just working with him. Jerome's a pro. Nathan is a novice, but this is a decent fight for Ant. You know, he certainly needs the work Nathan does, but he got that high guard. That's that novice high guard, boy. He look exhausted already. He coming forward, though. Okay, he's working with Adrian here on the pads. Okay, he got a good hook. That was a nice left hook. Can he land it in a fight, though? When somebody throwing punches at him. So that's Nathan, man. He's going to be taking on Anthony Forbes from Florida. So you got Wisconsin versus Florida in that particular event. Then you got Texas versus Florida in the Alex Vega, Chris Vega event. And we got a bunch of other signups with no matches. We need a Masters 168-pounder, man. We need a Masters 168-pounder for OC the Boss. We need a heavyweight, non-masters heavyweight for Sean Jones. We got a bunch of fights available that we need to matchmake. So, you know, we need these guys stepping up to the plate and submitting that footage, man. Submitting that footage. Brambo, he still hasn't let us know. He submitted footage, but he hasn't let us know. Is he looking to compete or just trying to, you know, quiet the naysayers that said he doesn't have the right to criticize a fighter because he ain't get in the ring? Discord available. I got G-Von. What up?
Going on, Ness.
What up?
Good afternoon, TBV. Another beautiful day in boxing, right? Hey, Ness, what's up, man? It's crazy. Remember before CYP even went to go do this event, when you were looking at his pictures, I got to give it to you because there's a few oracles I got to shout out. Shout out to TikTok. Shout out to Brandon Lins. And shout out to you too, Ness. You also called it. Remember you said, look at your arms. You got wrestler arms. You can't get no full extension on that bicep. And it is what it is. Some people are good at what they're good at. You get what I'm saying? I've never been a runner. I could run, though. I know you see my shitness. Miles without stopping. You know what I mean? But am I a track star? Nah, never been. But I could throw hands. And see, what it is muscle memory. This guy doesn't have none of that when it comes to throwing hands. You know what I mean? Like, his team wanted to lie from the beginning. I don't know where CYP at, even still. We halfway through the week. Nobody's seen him call in. Nobody's seen him in the chats. He's MIA. For all we know, he's laying up in the hospital bed. You get what I'm saying? We had to do some intel. You get what I'm saying? And a lot of it kind of just fell into a lap, if I'm quite honest. Nothing goes on in California without, you know, the ears being perked up. It is what it is. I'm from California. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, man, like, everybody's hearing what the fuck happened. The intel is telling us what it's telling us. His manager, you know, shout out to him. He's trying to do his job and, you know, doing what he's supposed to do for his fighter. But at the end of the day, everybody warned him, don't be doing that shit. Motherfucker 40 years old. You get what I'm saying? If you want to train and get that work in, you got weeks to do that. Why try to get these fights in between? And at the end of the day, this is light sparring we're talking about. Point sparring. You're not supposed to go hard. How you tear a bicep in this, Ness?
I mean, official statement from the press release is, and I quote, as of now, we are planning for the fight in September. 2 weeks to heal up. It's a go.
I hear that.
So I think they admitted there's an injury because they're saying 2 weeks to heal up.
I mean, they don't got to admit it. You know, we got sourced directly from where the fuck it needs to come from. You get what I'm saying? Like, if they want to challenge the source, it is what it is. We could put it out there, man. Dude has a torn bicep. And, you know, I get it, man. Some people like attention. And I've spoken about this before, Ness. I didn't really care to drop more footage. You got more footage. By the way, you didn't play my stoppage I have right there. You know what I mean? Dude quit, but, you know, I know. Oh, it has music, but you know, you can mute it. You muted other audio before, but you know, like that's a pretty good clip, man. Stoppage. Dude said no more. That dude is also taller than me. You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm sparring dudes bigger. You know, it just started from one lie to the next lie to the next lie, and I don't have time for that shit, Ness. It is what it is. From the beginning, I told you this is a mismatch, but they fell for the okey-doke. And at the end of the day, once he started talking all that reckless shit about my brother, including my mom, even in the shit. Crazy, you know what I mean? We could have just done this respectfully, but I don't give two fucks what happens with that man, and that's facts. This motherfucker runs his mouth more than anybody around here, and then the same people he claims that he's all for is some of the main people he be talking shit about all fucking day. People on the back call will tell you that. You get what I'm saying? So don't preach none of that pro-black shit around me. It is what it is, man. I want to whoop your ass and do it for the fucking community. You get what I'm saying? I didn't want to do this shit for no Border Wars fame. I didn't want to do this shit because I have dreams of doing any amateur shit. I don't give a fuck about none of this shit. I want to whoop somebody's ass and possibly catch a body legally. You understand what I'm saying? This is all legal, Ness. I don't want to hear none of this shit because now it's confirmed, man. Why you think he ain't around? And plus, if they want us to reveal the source, we can reveal the source to one bicep, man. I don't want to hear none of this shit because at the end of the day, I was going to whoop his ass, injury or not. But then you had him.
I mean, he's
you know
still claiming he's fighting, though. They saying 2 weeks to heal up.
I hear you, Ness. I hear you. But look, let me just finish my statement, man. At the end of the day, man, remember he started off by saying, I'm A-side. I'm him. I'm the superior athlete. But then once, you know, the stats started being shown, the height, the reach, footage started being shown, I'm the underdog, Ness. How am I not the underdog? I'm smaller. I'm going up in weight. I'm older in age, shorter reach, inexperienced. He got more experience than me in the ring. Remember when that happened, Ness? This is all recorded. How the fuck an A-side convince everybody he's B-side? How the fucking big dog convince everybody he's the underdog? We already had that shit going on from the beginning, and now motherfucker gonna be able to say, oh, well, you know, I got knocked out because, I mean, I did have an injury. I mean, I thought I was 100%, but, you know, I guess I wasn't. I don't want to hear none of that shit, Ness. Before this injury bullshit, I was going to beat the dog shit out of him. Everybody knows that shit. You know that shit, too. I think you watched that footage, too, and that's why you don't want to play. Hey, man, like I said, mute it. You mute other audio when it has music, man. It is what it is, man. I don't give a fuck about none of this shit, Ness. This is what people don't understand. I'm all about fucking violence. You get what I'm saying? I'm a fucking changed man. And it's crazy that motherfuckers want to preach some pro this shit, pro that shit. But when it comes to certain people, since they want to favor them, oh, man, we got to show sympathy towards that shit. Like that shit Ryan was talking about. CYP was crying about that shit, too. You know, oh, George Floyd. We talking about somebody who's a convict and a fucking druggie. You get what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, that's what the fuck I am, minus the drug part. I ain't never been no fucking druggie. And I turned my life around. That motherfucker George ain't turned shit around. You talking about somebody who owns a fucking business, somebody who's successful in life, somebody who ain't had a speeding ticket in fucking years. You get what I'm saying? But you want to uplift other people, but at the same time, down talk my fucking success in life. I wanted to hurt this man bad, Ness. Real fucking bad. I don't want to hear none of this shit about, oh, well, now, you know, you already had all the advantages and the injury. This shit weak as fuck, Ness. You know that shit. Everybody listening knows that shit. Spoil the fucking clips again, man. Fuck these dudes just craving attention. Him and his manager, you know what I mean? Dudes need to grow the fuck up. Dudes in their mid-30s, 40s and shit. It is what it is. I'm not here to play with none of this. I don't care about none of the promotion. I don't. I'm here to hurt somebody. Catch a body legally, man. Shout out to USA Boxing for letting us do this shit. All about the violence, Ness. And thank you for the opportunity, though. We'll see how it plays out.
Yeah, man. Hopefully we still get this one going, man. I don't think CYP, his ego won't allow him to walk away from this. I think that's why he's saying 2 weeks to heal up, you know? He probably got like a sprain or something, you know? You got to stretch them big-ass muscles, man. You can't just be getting there throwing them bombs he was throwing. Joker, what up?
What up, bro? Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, bro. Hope this shit isn't real, but it's looking like it's real, dude. The loudest man from the community. You know, I believe his right hand is fucked up. He can't dial. He can't hit the unmute button. He can't even fucking text on the 24/7 chat anymore, bro. I mean, I have a lot of money bet back here. People are trying to back out. I hope it ain't true. I got Jevon fucking beating any Mexican DNA Carlos has. He's going to turn him into Carl at the end of that fight if he does show up, bro.
You're terrible.
Yeah, shout out to Jevon. I hope it's fake and I hope he does show up, but I doubt it, bro. That man has been quiet, and he's the loudest motherfucker back here. You know, he should have someone calling for him. Put it on speaker. We want to hear from the source, man. We want to know if he's really injured or not. Have a good one, Ness.
All right, champ. Well, we got this footage. Let's see. He wants the footage played with the
side. On the wall. Penitentiary rules in effect. You let boys go to jail, but you don't know how to fight. Ain't no guns back here. Don't know how.
All right. So he about to stop this dude. I mean, this dude looks thinner than you, Javon. He looks a lot thinner. Oh, come on. Why are you still hitting them, bro? Come on, Javon. Terrible. You could have been stopped hitting them. You feel me? Javon choosing violence. Yeah, he look like he a light heavyweight or something. Maybe cruiser, but he's thin. But damn, bro, why you gotta like take advantage like that? Sheesh. He's supposed to be working with people, man. Malik, what up?
Yo. What's good, bro?
What up?
Man, what's this, the press conference, man? What's going on?
Weekly Border Wars show. We got that USA Boxing event September 14th in Wisconsin. CYP, G-Von main event. But it's looking like CYP done got injured in this. He did an off event show. And might have injured his right bicep here in the footage that I'm showing. Is that he was winging that right hand too much.
He had another fight lined up already?
Yeah, he had three fights lined up because he ain't want to go into the G-Von fight, you know, with no experience.
What the? So, hold
on. Or rusty. I don't know if the word experience is what he wanted.
What did he need? He needed three fights? He, damn. How is G-Von took?
Nah, Javon ain't take no fights, but he got amateur fights when he was a kid.
Ah, man, that was about even then, bro. He don't need to take no fights. If he's saying when he was a kid, shit, man, that's a while ago, man. Dude sound like he about 40, at least 40. So, shit, see why, man, you need all them fights, man. Damn, Javon must be serious, bro. I didn't see the footage, but he must be serious.
I don't know. Mitty saying that the fight is a mismatch. The sparring section that I'm watching was pretty evenly matched. Like, CYP was landing more punches because he got faster hands, but dude was countering CYP.
Man, where you watching it at?
I'm streaming it live.
Oh, shit. I gotta get on that, man. Man,
you see, CYP got his claim your position shorts on.
So, all right, so if CYP back out, who you got replacing him, man? You got to have a replacement, huh?
I mean, we will have a replacement, but it's up to G-Von. You know, he wasn't, you know, he just wanted to do this because it was CYP. So he might not be willing to, Wisconsin ain't Las Vegas. He might not be willing to come to Wisconsin if it ain't to take CYP head off.
Facts.
Oh, they said 1,000% it was a miss. Oh, that's hating ass Tim Boesky. Tim Boesky, send your footage, man.
Damn.
Oh, Mitty said G-Von versus CYP is a mismatch.
Shit, I hope he come through, man. I was trying to see that, man. I hope, man. He might be playing possum, though, man.
Yeah.
He might be acting like
It could be all part of the plan. You know how that go.
So, G-Von, don't get your guard down, man. Don't stop working out thinking that CYP ain't going to fight, man. And then he going to show up on your ass. He going to be ready. So, shit, you better just work just because, man. Don't take no days off, bro. You know how that dude might get, man. He might say, ah, shit, I ain't fighting. And he going to show up and he going to be ready, man.
Right.
Shit, you know, you don't want to hear no excuses out of nobody, man. You know, whatever, whoever win, y'all shake hands after, man. That's it. That's all I got to say, though, man. I'm neutral with this one, man. I don't know who I'm picking out of them. I ain't get to see nobody fight yet.
We got OC. What it? Oh, wait, that's not OC. That's not OC. There's somebody in Milwaukee, though. Who this? Nathan?
Yeah, hey, what's up? How's it going, man?
What's going on, Nate? How are you?
I'm good, good. I honestly don't have much to say. I just wanted to call you and let you know that I'll be fighting Border Wars September 14th against Anthony Forbes, I believe his name is.
That's his name. He's and, from Florida.
Yeah, I'll be facing him. And honestly, I've been training pretty hard every day. I'm a new up-and-coming fighter, and I'm just looking forward to the fight and seeing how it plays out.
So how long you been training?
Only a month.
Oh, what made you want to compete so quickly?
Well, honestly, fighting has always been in the back of my mind, and I was just trying it out at first, attending the old school boxing gym, just, you know, trying a few little different things, and then I caught love for it right away, and here I am, training every day.
How old are you?
25.
Oh, wow, you're young. That's good. You got youth on him. I'm pretty sure Anthony is in his 30s.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really know much about him, but I've seen some footage, and I think it'll be a good fight.
Yeah, he's not that much more experienced than you, and you're getting good sparring with Jerome Lambert. You know, I would say work on that high guard. The way that you're blocking some of those shots, you're blocking your visibility, you know?
Right. Right, yeah, no, I've been working on that, man. Trust me, I got good people behind me. I've been working with Adrian. He's been teaching me a lot every day, and I've been working with a few other good fighters here, and I'm learning every day, man. It's been really fun, and I plan on continuing, and I just can't wait for Border Wars, man.
All right, champ. Well, we appreciate you calling in and checking in. Hopefully we hear from your opponent. Got a couple other participants calling in. But, Nate, man, we look forward. Keep dropping that footage, man. You got to get us excited. Keep dropping that footage. We got Rocky Rodriguez. What's going on? We got some new footage of Rocky, too, from what I hear. Only 18 seconds.
Yo, what's up, Ness?
What's up with y'all in this 18-second stuff, yo? I thought y'all wanted to be famous.
What y'all want? You want a whole round? That's what you need, champ, to get the crowd amped.
I'm just saying, they trying to get souped up.
All right, well, you know what? We still got, what, like 9 weeks, 8 weeks to go? So, there'll be more footage coming, but hey, Benitez dropped some. I ain't seen nothing from my opponent.
He did drop. He dropped sparring. I just never got the clearance from him to play it, but he dropped sparring. But I ain't gonna front. You only shadow boxing, and you ain't got nobody punching back at you, so it's an unfair assessment. But you know, you definitely look more rhythmic. You got more rhythm than him.
Well, it's like you said, champ, when the punches aren't coming back at you, you can kind of frame it some way, and we know that, and, you know, I know that I'm in for a big fight with Benitez. I mean, when you think about Puerto Rican fighters, you think about power, and I know he's bringing power, and I'm bringing power. I mean, we both 200-pounders, so I could promise you guys one thing.
What's your height?
Somebody... 5'9".
Oh yeah, this is evenly matched. I'm a little heavy. I need to see you in the ring. See, he sent me this sparring. That's why I don't want to show his sparring yet, because he sent real sparring, like somebody really throwing punches at him. You know, so you got to even it up. And look, he sent 3 full minutes, bro. Ain't no fear. I'm gonna show some. I ain't gonna show too much, man. I ain't gonna show too much. Okay, Benitez, I see you. They going slow pace, but the dude that's punching at him ain't throwing them punches slow. The pace is slow, but not them punches coming at him. See, but Benitez, you could tell he got to work. He a little heavy. I don't know.
Like I said, we got 8 weeks away.
That's it.
And I'm not underestimating him. I heard about the work he's putting in the A, and they got bodies they got so many good sparring partners over there. So I already know what's going on that side. Only thing I got to do is keep training how I've been training and show up to fight. And like I said, you guys might not know me and you might not know Benitez now, but after you see this fight, I guarantee you, you're going to know who Rocky is and you're going to know who Benitez is, because we're going to put on a show. We're going to put on a show. Somebody is getting stopped. Guaranteed, this is a heavyweight bout. And like I said, we don't got to go over here and I don't got to hate the man and he ain't got to hate me. But I'm going to put on a show.
Let's go. Yeah, man, yeah, we need Supermax to get a fight too, man. He in that division, and it looked like that could be a good fight for the winner of y'all fight, man.
I'm with it. This is my first fight with Border Wars. I went back and watched it. Lovely event. I'm excited to be a part of it, and I'm willing to take on anybody. This is just step number one. Win, lose, or draw, y'all see me again. But I expect to get my hand raised against Benitez and buy him a beer after the fight.
Oh, let's go. Let's go. Well, all right, champ, let me get to Alex Vega. Oh, he dipped off on us. Okay, he's back. What up, Mr. Vega?
Yo, can you hear me?
We can hear you.
All right. Yeah, man. Alex Vega, the who's going to be the victor September 14th. There's me, Alex, and then there's Chris, the loser, the guy that I'm going to knock out. Mm. All right? I'm telling you, bro. Like, I know it's easy to say, but I want you to know that I mean it and I'm speaking into existence because I know what's going to happen. I'm going to beat this dude up. Like, it's going to be bad. It's going to be bad. It's going to be, I don't expect really to be touched unless I want to land something real hard. That's it, bro. Like, he's not going to land anything that's going to be of any significance. And everything I land is going to be solid. And I said it before, I don't know. Is he going to quit? Does he quit after the first round? Does he get out of the first round? Do I knock him on his ass and the referee says no mas? I'm excited to see. That's what excites me. That's when I get up, I go to work, I go on break, I run or I shadow box or I do agility ladder. Then I go back to work. Then I go home, eat dinner, then go to the gym, then go back home and hit the treadmill, you know, more than, you know, not once, but three times a week at least. This is what I think of is I got to put in that work because I know what I'm capable of and I know what he is. And he's not on my level. Ness, you want footage? I'm going to get you footage, brother. Like you said, man, this is an opportunity that is given for us to go ahead and get other people excited because I'm excited. I want that WBC strapped. I am putting in the work. This matters to me. That's why I have signed up for Border Wars multiple times because I want to be a participant. I am a member of the TBV community. And I want to be a winner in the Border Wars community as well. And I'm telling you, September 14th, I am the real Vega. We probably won't see him again. I'm going to be frying some bacon. And, man, we're going to eat good that day. And, yeah, you know what? Maybe I'll buy him a beer. I don't know. But like I said also before, easy peasy lemon squeezy. I already got a game plan mapped out. I hope this dude's working. We got 8 full weeks before fight week. I'm not really counting fight week because you got to travel, you know, maybe a little bit of cutting weight. You know, we got to do a lot of things on fight week to make, you know, to make sure we're there and such. But 8 full weeks, basically, I'm in the gym. I was sparring yesterday. I got sparring tomorrow. And I'm excited for it, man. I love to spar. If I get hit, cool. All right. Now we got to make the adjustments not to get hit. Yo, I love this shit. Ness, I'm telling you, man, I'm going to put on a show, whether it's main event or opening. Yo, I am going to get a highlight. It is going to be nonstop ass whooping, or as the kids say now, whooping feet, right? Hey, man, like I said, I'm going to get you some footage, see what I can cook up for you. And September 14th, Border Wars, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Don't miss it. Vega versus Vega. No, Alex Zorro Vega is the victor. by stoppage.
All right, we got Toledo. Treese, what it do?
Yo.
You.
Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy Supermex from TVV, and I'm here to talk to you about America's number one daily fantasy sports app, Prize Picks. With over 5 million active members, Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. All you do is pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Want to play Prize Picks alongside Drewski, Joe Budden, and even MMA champ Sugar Sean O'Malley? You can now find community plays under the promos tab of the app to view entries from some of the biggest names in the Prize Pick community each week. Prize Picks puts their members first, so all withdrawals are fast, safe, and secure. When my picks hit, I get my money in as little as 15 minutes. This week, I had big winnings. Derrick Henry for over 150 yards and Patrick Mahomes for 225. Quick, easy wins thanks to Prize Picks. And guess what? We're here to pass that along to you. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code TBV and then get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's code TBV on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you just play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks. Run your game and see how you are in the world of daily fantasy sports in America. And don't forget to switch over to TBV. Make sure you follow us on YouTube at The Boxing Voice. Like and subscribe and help us. We'll help you get those picks right for all your boxing picks.
Your time and expertise are valuable, making Focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, and it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant real-time suggestions wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything, from brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
What up, though? What up, though? Damn. I just tuned in not too long ago, but I just wanted to address, like, damn, I heard my nigga CYP done pulled a Keith Thurman and shit and fucked his bicep up. You feel me?
That's the rumors, man. You know, according to him and his team, they plan on showing up and fighting.
Oh, okay. We need that. I hope he get right, get tight, put some ice on that. You understand? Or what my nigga Shaq say? Go get you a tub of icy hot or something, you know. But I just wanted to ask about what this WBC shit. I just wanted to ask, like, I was out of curiosity. I was trying to see how the incapacity, like how they sponsoring you, what they making belts on, you know, the WBC known for making.
Yeah, so
a commemorative belt and shit like
we are at that stage. Today's meeting was that, you know, so now we got to put together the wish list, what we expect, and they'll let us know what they can approve. But it's also up to the state too. Some states don't even allow WBC to be part of the USA Boxing event, so we also got to get some paperwork filled out. But, yeah, if all goes well, it should, you know, we should have some sort of belts or medals from the WBC, hats and all that stuff to give for the winners.
Okay, for sure. That's what's up, man. I just had a couple questions. Nothing too crazy, man. I don't know if y'all got a ring announcer or nothing like that, but yeah, you know, maybe we might be able to work something out. I'm trying to help out with this show, man. I see my guy Alex Vega, the Puerto Rican Punisher. You feel me? He foaming at the mouth. Yeah, man, this shit is it. This is serious, man. I'm excited. I'm definitely gonna have to make my way in the Midwest, and as the head of the Midwest Mafia, who would I be not to show up? So it's, you know, yeah. But shout out TBV, shout out Toledo, Ohio, and yeah, I'm looking forward to this border war shit. Y'all be cool, man.
All right. Let's see what we got. If you are on the line, I think this might be Forbes, what up?
What's happening?
What's up with you?
Man, you know I'm in the building. Just wanted to give a shout out to Adrian and my opponent, Nathan Austin. Olsen, I think. Yeah, so just letting y'all know, as I always say, I'm here to put on a show. I ain't here for the BS. I ain't here for the play-play. You know what I mean? So I appreciate him wanting to step up, but I think this is the wrong opponent. And I'm going to make sure I prove it, because you know me, I'm free smoke. Anybody can get it. So, you know I mean, I want the best competition. This is what I got to go through to get it. He just in my way. And no disrespect to him. So I know he's going to be ready. He trained with Adrian, so he's going to be ready. But ready ain't going to be good enough. And I ain't even playing. Because I'm coming for third round stoppage. I'm going to have fun in the first and second. And I'm stopping him in the third. No disrespect. I know you're listening. But I got to be real. And we should be the main card, because I'm going to put on a show. And I know he's coming to put on a show. But my show is going to be better than his show. So come watch the show. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying Florida standing strong. I'm saying we got a couple fighters coming from Florida. You know, we in the building. I'm saying I got to represent Philly, Jamaica. I'm saying born. So let's get it. I'm here.
Send that footage, man, so people could, you know, get excited, man.
Footage will be coming in every week. Footage will be coming in every week. And like I said, if y'all want to, don't miss it. Don't miss it. It's going to be what it's supposed to be. And then, like I said, anybody can get it from 175 to 195. And that's how I'm coming. Who want it can get it. Ain't no fear in this blood. Let's go. Border war, stand up all day.
Let's go. Anthony Forbes, thanks for calling in.
Yes, sir.
There you have it. Let's see. Looks like we got Drew. What it do?
What it do? How my audio next?
Straight.
All right. Good looking out. I'm looking forward to the border wars. A lot. Hopefully Mauricio don't do us too dirty with the sanctioning fees. but I'm just, you know, throwing it out there. I got Gio, the truck driving convict over CYP. I'm taking all action on my man Gio. It's gonna be easy work by annihilation. I got a bonus for all the fighters that are fighting Puerto Ricans. I got a $50 bonus for you knocking out all the Puerto Ricans that night. Jay Benitez, Vega, let's go. You know we want that, baby. We want them to take the Puerto Rican knee like they did, like Cotto did against Margarito. We hyping it up. We ready to go. And this is going to be a wonderful event. Hopefully we don't get a pullout on the main event. Because you know what everybody wants to see now.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to see a good night, but we know what we're coming. We're coming to see the main event. We're coming to see Mr. Five-Time Caller of the Year, who says he's now the B-side. He's not the favorite. And apparently Gio star is rising out of nowhere. He's the A-side. And before I let you go, I just want to say, Vega, you sounded like Jerry Siriano over there where you turned the personality on. You was cooking. Why don't we get that Vega when you call in to opine your boxing opinion, baby? I guess Vega the fighter is different than Vega the caller. So I like that. But $50 bonus, maybe even $100 if it's a knockout to any fighter that beats a Puerto Rican that night on Border Wars. Let's go.
That's crazy. Oh, man. Tim Bosque, what up? Stick talk.
Yep.
Yes.
Yo, what's going on, man? You get me? You know me. I ain't afraid of shit. I come out of the dark. I ain't underneath no rock. You get me? I'm here talking about the sport that we love. You understand? And salute to you, Ness. Salute to all the fighters participating in the Border Wars. I'm boxing first. I'm not an ignorant fan like some others. You get me? So shout out to everybody. CY, P, G Vaughn, Chris Vega, Alex Vega, Eroko Rodriguez. You understand? You got my other boy there. Like I said, Chris Vega, all of them. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to everybody that participates in the fucking sport that we love and Border Wars. You get me? We want to see true champions there. And yes, I am the promoter of G-Von. You get me? I do speak on his behalf. You know what I'm saying? I'm going with the, like Drew said, the truck driving convict over the A1 elite caliber athlete, CYP, you understand? That's going to be an amazing bout, an amazing bout. G1's been training hard. He's in there, you know what I'm saying to you, with the pro techniques, the pro instincts. You see with the work off the ropes, you see certain things. And yesness, just to, you know, squeeze the rest of the juice out of the orange. I will be sending in some footage just for people's liking. You understand? You get me? That'll be on its way. But as for my fighter, G-Von, I told you, well, he's going to come there and he's going to chop up CYP into itty bitty little pieces. And like I told everybody else, we're going to put him in the suitcase, pack him up, and we're going to send him back down to that. What you got over there? Like I always say, you got the Niagara Falls? Yeah, we're going to send him down there. You understand? G1's coming with force, ferocity. You heard what he said. You heard what he said. He's going to let them rocket launchers go. You understand? He's going to get them rocket launchers go. And we don't mind. We don't mind what CYP, Bo, you know, we don't mind what they're doing over there. We're not concentrating about that. We're concentrating about September border. We're trying to get the BWC belt and the WBC belt for G1, Alex Vega. And the 50-50 bout between Rocky and Benitez. I told you, man. Everybody go get your popcorn because it's gonna be some shit. Don't look away from your computer, your phones. Don't look away from nothing because this is gonna be electrifying. The monumental. This might even be the biggest pay-per-view bout in Border Wars history. You understand? I told you, I'm here and I'm gonna stay here and I'm gonna keep advocating for the fighters and the fights. I told you, I give all them credit. Even CYP and me don't get on, but I give the man credit because he did stand on business and he did say he's going to go and participate in some sparring or what. No, well, to be fair, he did say he's going to take 3 fights, which I didn't understand on his behalf, because he is a very educated, smart man, individual. I don't know why he decided to take those fights before this bout, but who knows? Who knows? Maybe he could be fooling us. Maybe it could be, you know, a bluff, but we ain't pulling that card just yet. Tune in for Border Wars, you understand? Nestler, putting it on, you understand? Bo, another great promoter. I told you, man, we're coming and we're here to stay. So shout out to everybody that tunes in. And we're going to get more footage on the way. Salute. Thank you.
Boxing Inside Source.
Hey, what's going on, Ness? Listen, as a Boxing Insight source, I could tell you that CYP's footage is from 2 years ago. I believe he's ducking the smoke with G1. I believe he is like Shakur, very loud mouth on these platforms. But in person, you know what he is, Ness. He's a runner. He's a track star. That's my call, Ness.
Oh, man. That was hilarious. We got Adrian Uruguay.
Néstor, hermano, ¿cómo estás?
Tranquilo.
Qué bueno, qué bueno. Man, I'm always behind the scenes. I'm watching everything, every single move, you know, helping out. And, yeah. According to what I heard, this injury from... you know, CYP is going to take only 2 weeks to recover. If that's the case...
That's what the statement they released, 2 weeks to heal.
Okay. So, yeah, if it's 2 weeks to heal, though, so it's not going to be an impediment for the fight to happen. So, you know, if you have some type of injury, the time for pulling out is right now. I don't want to hear, you know, I'm pulling out 4 weeks in, 5 weeks in, 6 weeks in. It's right now. We found out about the injury. You know, you said you're okay. So if you only need 2 weeks to recover, it's something, you know, it's nothing serious. And if it is nothing serious, you can make it to the fight. So, yeah, we're gonna keep training, you know. G1 is in the gym. G1 is doing sparring. That's his lifestyle. You know, he's not going to change it. So, it's not really a problem, you know. The only thing that I'm worried about is about people making other people losing their time. So, you know, I don't like that. You know, I try everybody with respect, but you know, in this game, you gotta be careful. Too many Don Kings around. So, yeah, man. Let's just hope that, you know, CYP makes a speedy recovery you know, shout out to him for showing up and fighting and doing a light sparring match. But yeah, let's just wait. Let's just wait and see what happens. And shout out to every single fighter in Border Wars. But
so Adrian, yeah, I got to ask, what made you reach out to the organizers of the event that CYP was involved in? Like, why did you question? Like, I didn't even think that he was hurt based off that footage. Nothing in that footage shows that he was, should have been hurt. Like, why were you and your team concerned?
Well, the first thing that stand out is that the fight was ruled as a no contest.
But so how'd you even know that? How'd you even know that? Because it seems like people had to ask what was the outcome, and then they said it in the comment section.
No, it was published on their website. It's public information.
Okay, so you reached out to their website. You went to their website. How'd you find that?
Exactly.
Man, you're doing your research out here.
Yeah, it's a pretty famous league in California.
Okay.
I got cousins in California, you know. I know some people, but it's public information. You can just go to the website, and the first thing that stand out was the no contest result, which is pretty, you know, it's something to look up for. So,
yeah, no, for sure. When I seen that, I'm like, whoa, no contest in an amateur.
Yeah.
Fight.
And it wasn't a DQ. A DQ is pretty common, but a no contest, that's probably an injury. So I did some digging, and that's the information that I got from. So, yeah.
That's strange, though. Like, in a real fight, if you get an injury and you can't continue, like Andre Berto hurt his bicep versus Jesus Soto Carras, and that was a loss, you know? So
yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. But it's a different type of league, a tournament. So, yeah, it's probably a different set of rules. Oh yeah, I wish CYP a speed recovery, and yeah, man, shout out to him for showing up, and shout out to his team.
All right, from one Adrian to the next, Rowan, what up?
Can you hear me?
Yep.
All right. Well, it's good to hear everybody on the Border Wars show. I've been trying to listen, but I'm at my son's basketball game as well. Yeah, I mean, you guys, man, I'm going to make this statement. I'm going to make it really clear. Like, drop footage. If you got a fight that's paid for, give me good pictures so I can make posters and I can market this. Like, I have to market this to all of Wisconsin to make this event as big as possible. Stop making my job so hard. A lot of you guys are making my job hard. I don't want to hear that shit. Like, I can't get anyone to record me, this, that, and the other thing. Bruh, it takes, like, $15 to buy a good tripod, hook your phone up, and hit record. Like, I'm just sick of hearing the excuses that people got to why they don't have footage. It's stupid. You can't tell me that. I run boxing gyms. It's easy to take footage. Be out there. Put yourself out there. My guy Nathan put himself out there. He didn't look good in sparring because he's only been training a few weeks. But him, out of all of y'all who talk the most shit, he put it out there that he's not as great as he might think. He's working. He's learning. He's truly the embodiment in the sense of Border Wars. He's putting his money where his mouth is, and he's going to go in there and compete. So the rest of y'all, drop the footage. Help me help you. Help me help build your fight up out here. If you're not from Wisconsin, don't nobody know you here. You are unknown. You might be the A side on TBV, but you're the B side in Wisconsin. If you end up fighting somebody from Wisconsin, or you're both just B-sides in Wisconsin because nobody knows who you are. So, man, give me good quality pictures for posters. I'm trying to promote you guys and promote this event. Don't make my job harder than it needs to be. I shouldn't have to chase you down to get a decent picture. Come on now. Y'all don't have somebody who can take and give you a decent picture. You guys need to promote this. Like, in the past, we've kind of, you know, Border Wars didn't get off the ground because of this, that, and the other thing. But you guys, help me get this off the ground. We have a great card ahead of us. We got lots of interest. But, man, it's part of this is on you guys. It's not on Ness. It's not on me. Like, I can only work with what I'm given. So I need you guys to be more hype. I need you guys to drop footage. I need you guys to be more in contact. Let me know what's going on so I can make this better for you guys. So Ness can make it better for you guys. We still need a constituent. I know there's some people from Wisconsin listening in because I'm including other gyms. We need both sides. We need you guys from the community. to put your money where your mouth is, get your physicals, pay your money, so I can start to find people over here if there's nobody in the community to fight, to build your fight up. Remember, you're not the one selling tickets. Unless you got a bunch of people who are traveling with you, realize if you get an opponent from here, like, do you want people to come see your fight? Do you want the hundreds and hundreds of people to be there? You got to do something. You got to drop footage. You got to help me out so I can get these guys from over here to want to box with you guys as well. So I'm just really calling in to tell you guys, man, step it up. I can only do as good as you guys give me the information to do it, you know? So make sure that you're dropping footage. If you're really interested, don't wait till the last minute. Get those physicals, get those fees into Ness so I can start promoting. You know, this is a big event. I mean, I just want to make it clear. Some people on the back call have heard me say this. I lose money by doing Border Wars. I can do a USA boxing event all by myself without y'all, make way more money. I'm doing this for the community, but make sure that y'all helping me out by making it interesting, by giving me something to market with. You know what I mean? Like, people aren't used to paying to be on a USA boxing card. They're not used to doing this. This is the first time we're doing USA boxing and the Boxing Voice together. So let's make it great and help us make it great, because we need you to help us to make it greater for you. That's pretty much all I got, Ness. You know, just I'm just reaching out to the community. I just need more from you. I need more footage. I need people to give me pictures so I can, good pictures. On top of that, don't give me your selfie on your cell phone or something like that. Give me the type of picture that I can make a fight poster out of. You guys, we're boxing fans. I know you know what that looks like. So make sure that I'm getting good pictures so I can promote you guys really well, because I'm dropping all this marketing in spaces out here in Wisconsin. I'm going to get posters made up. I'm going to put stuff out there so we can have the biggest, best crowd and best experience for you. But I need your help. So that's all I've really got, Ness. You know, step it up, call in, send footage, put your fees up, help me get you guys fights.
Alrighty then. Son, we've been preaching around here forever, man. The footage is the most important. G-Von, welcome back.
Hey, man, I just need to call back in because, look, man, we gonna get straight to the bullshit, right? At the end of the day, Ness, shout out to you and your network. You have a great channel here, you know what I mean? I be here every day, you know that. But, you know, it's clear that, you know, certain people, they try to do certain things behind the scenes, and that's fine. See, because you might try to be slick with it, but I know Bo is asking, like, how did we get to know all this information? At the end of the day, nobody's worried about CYP at all. You get what I'm saying? That the initial information was sent to me by pure just coincidence. It really just dropped in my lap, because we know what the fuck is going on. These dudes want to act like none of this shit ever fucking happened and still continue to promote this fight and make it seem like shit's going to happen just to get attention. This is why I tell you, man, these guys just love attention. They're little kids that never grew up. Little kids that were never loved as kids. And that's why they act the way they do as grown men. You get what I'm saying? This is craziness. At the end of the day, everything just kind of fell into place. And the reason why we started digging any deeper was because, look, man, we all know CYP is the loudest person on this network. It is what it is. 5-time caller of the year. Shout out to him for that. I guess that's an accomplishment. You get what I'm saying? But how is a man that's 5-time caller of the year go silent? He went silent, Ness. But allegedly, Bo is in contact with this man, but he can't get in contact with you. He can't send you footage. He can't give a statement. It is what it is, man. You know, we all go through embarrassments in life. But at the end of the day, you know, shout out to Bo, because he's trying to do his job as a manager. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to be here and have somebody waste my time. You get what I'm saying? Damage control. Because they didn't even know that we had any footage. They didn't know that shit was going to be posted. It wasn't like you said, you didn't get the footage from CYP. You didn't get it from Bo, but somehow you got it, right? And I was going to wait till today just to see all the bullshit they try to pull. Because I guarantee you, if you didn't get that footage on Monday, CYP would have been here. You get what I'm saying? Spinning whatever bullshit narrative he wanted to spin. Because, you know, when Bo was trying to do his damage control, like, hey, you know, hey, CYP did his thing. He got in the ring. And that guy, you know, he's more experienced. He's 240.
you could tell by the way the other guy swinging, he's also not experienced. You get what I'm saying? And he's not 240. Bo tried to say it was 240. The stats are there. Dude was 215. CYP is 200 pounds. You get what I'm saying? And then that one footage where you said you didn't have to keep hitting them, it's sparring. Yes, I understand that. Because sparring, most of the time, you're in there just for pure technique. That round right there was something that we both agreed upon. We're going to go to somebody quits. It is what it is. Dude tapped out, and he's not no lightweight, not no cruiser. Dude is 6'6". Pay attention to the video. He's a lot taller than me. He's 6'6", 205. CYP says he's going to come in at 203 at 5'11". I'm telling you, like, they know what fucking time it is. They try to bullshit, and they really think this is going to, like, scare me or, like, you get what I'm saying? Like, do anything to me. It's not. I'm not worried about
nothing. I said he's thinner than you. I was right. And I say he's a cruiserweight. If he's 205, that's I'm still right. Yeah, I mean, it's good work. It's sparring. He ain't supposed to be
200 pounds is heavyweight, right?
Well, it depends. In the pros,
even right now, we're gonna fight amateurs. 203 is heavyweight. He's 205. You get what I'm saying? I just didn't like the way you tried to discredit that, and even the rope work. Like, you know, it's clear that I'm the guy on the ropes and I'm doing rope work, working off the ropes. You know what I mean? Working on that, practicing on that.
I'm not that fat, dude. The other dude is fat. You're just very defensive, but the other dude is the one getting off. So it is confusing until the end where you hit him with some big shots. But again, you look way thinner than him. You said you're 230.
He's 265. That guy's 265. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is. But look, man, I just wanted to say all this to say that it is what it is. Damage control. Like, you know what I mean? Shout out to Bo, the Bill Haney of fucking TBV. You know what I'm saying? Because the motherfucker can never answer any questions. You know what I'm saying? He ain't even here to be found. That's kind of surprising. I thought he would at least call in and not just give a statement. CYP can't even chat in the text. Is his hand broken? I thought it was the bicep. You get what I'm saying? Everybody knows bicep injuries take a while to heal.
But I don't, like I said, bell, man. Champ. That was the bell. I got some other callers.
Shout out to you, man. All
right. We got Stick Talk $5 says, Battle of the Three Vegas. No, Battle of the Vegas. Loser has to change their name to Guzman. And we got Brambo $2. I want to compete next year. Can't afford it this year. All right, we got Emperor King, $5, 140 to 160, don't matter, I'm ready to go. Come challenge 8 King, 414, Border Wars, 14, Ness, I send you videos. What's your age, champ? I need a Masters 168, 160. My guy can make 160. I need, but you got to be, you know, old enough to fight in the Masters. Cliff, Connecticut.
Yo, what up, TBV?
What up?
I'm listening. Oh shit, my headphones ain't working.
Nah.
Yeah, I'm listening, and I'm that's weird, but you can hear me though, right?
Yeah.
Man, what's going on? First, I'm gonna say like, I don't never talk about Border Wars because I know I can't go. Like, I got a contract type job, and there ain't no way I could get that type of time. So I know niggas don't want to hear my excuses, so I don't bring it up. But hopefully shit change the next one.
What you mean that type of time, bro? This is a weekend thing. The fight on a Saturday.
I work 7 days a week with my contract.
Oh, alright. That's different.
Yeah, I go hard for the family. You know what I'm saying? I go real, real hard. But I don't think I will be able to take that type of time off to travel and get back and have somebody cover me, because it's a contract. You can't just skip out. I will have to find someone to cover me, and it's hard enough to find someone to cover me on any day off. So me and my wife beef about it all the time. My fiance, she want to do shit and I never could go nowhere. But what's good with CYP, like, he hurt now.
I mean,
last time I heard,
he ain't say it.
But last time we heard from CYP, he was talking about he was gonna steal on you for disrespecting him. And now we ain't heard from him since. Yo, it's, I'm starting to CYP is becoming an underdog in this shit, because it's like a person with a mouth as big as his, is sometimes people stop believing that shit and they need to see it, because everything's too good to be true. And when you talk like CYP do, it's almost like you can't afford to get embarrassed at all, because the shit you say, anytime that y'all, like, somebody gets an argument with him, he goes straight to accomplishments. Like, yo, I do this in life better, that in life better. I got this, this, and that. So I got him as the underdog. I hope he don't get cold feet and canceled, because that will look bad. I don't think he'll be able to show his face and have the same respect in the community if he does that. But before we put that on his name, we're going to have to wait and let, you know, let's see how it play out. I'm interested to see how he performs. But yeah, I believe he is the underdog. The other dude comes off a little bit more gritty, a little bit more authentic. So, I mean, I can't wait to see that fight, but I'm favoring the other dude just a little bit more. I can't remember his name, but I know his story. He lives in the mountains. He's been to jail. I know exactly who he is. But that's all I had to say.
All right. Yeah, man, that's the fight, man. That's the fight. That's why I need these other guys to step up, because everybody is wrapped up, tuned in, and locked in for CYP and G Vaughn, man. And you know, there's an opportunity right now for someone to steal the spotlight, and they're not stepping up to the plate, man, which is crazy. Again, you know, I'm going to sound old, but when I was fighting, bruh, I did daily vlogs, you know, daily vlogs, man. I drop whole 9-minute sparring, man. Like, these dudes are weird, man. Like, how is anybody gonna get behind you if they not seeing you? But they so wrapped up in, you know, not letting their opponent see what they can do that they not building no fan base. They not building no audience. Don't nobody care. And I get it. Some guys are gonna say, well, you know, I don't care. I'm just here to do X, Y, Z. And that's cool. But, you know, it's still entertainment. And that's why we started this, because, you know, we sit around here and we talk all this bullshit about fighters. And now you got the opportunity to live like one, get your ring walk like one, have your smoke and your lights like one, knock somebody out in front of your wife like one. But they ain't even doing it. You know what I'm saying? They're not even living it up. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to be a big fight, because don't nobody know, because don't nobody care, because you ain't promote your shit. And that's wild to me. Man, I spent like $250 just on my shorts, bro. Like, that shit was anything for me. I don't know about y'all. Y'all be tripping. You know, and I took it serious. Wasn't nobody about to sleep me. Just because it was going to have to be, because I was slacking. And that wasn't going to be the case, man. So, I don't know. I think you guys are not taking advantage of the opportunity. And you certainly have time to turn it up, but you do need to turn it up, man. You know, don't be that dude with 25 views on your fight. You feel me? Because when them fights get individually cut up from the event, and it's like, oh, here goes, you know, G-Von and CYP. Here goes Alex Vega versus Chris Vega. And it's like, damn, G-Von and CYP got 20,000 views. And, you know, John Doe and John Jane Doe got 500 views. It's like, you're going to be feeling some type of way that didn't nobody care. You say no now, but believe me, take them from somebody that's been there, you're going to want them numbers. You're going to want the public behind you, too. You don't want to be no underdog. And if you do, if you are, you want the public reaching out. Like, yo, I think you should do this, work on this. You know, you want help from the community. You don't want to go through that shit alone. But, hey, D-Block, what up? D-Block, about to talk about Tank.
What's up, Boxing Voice? What's up, Nas? You good, my brother?
I'm straight. How are you doing, champ?
Woo, my brother, I'm getting lit right now. You know what I mean? You already know what's up, my brother. It's inevitable. D-Block, D-Town, D-City, D-Ville, Baltimore. Facts! I'm gonna tell you like this, man, Ness. You know how long I've been trying to wait for you to come to Dallas to bring this? Because I know you represent those boxing matches. But you know, D-Block is ready and willing whenever you come to Dallas. D-Block will represent his hood, Dutton Block, Oak Cliff, Dallas, Texas all day, and I'm coming with it. So, you know, D-Block will definitely get ready for a fight. I ain't going to be injured like CYP because he drops from a fight. It looks like he got injured. It looks like an excuse. You know what I mean? It looks like he ain't got no fuse with him. But I'm going to tell you, Nez, that I respect with all my day that God has given me, that I'm willing and ready for whenever you come to Dallas and make a show here, I definitely will be ready. And you give me a challenger. I don't give a fuck who it is. I'm with it. I got a great left hook. I know how to punch. I come with bunches, and I'm Mexican-made, Mexican-bred, and I stick a warrior in my blood. And you know we come with it. We don't play around. And Canelo Alvarez will be the anthem because I know he's coming with me by soul. So I know I'm going to come with something. Nez, what you got to say with this?
Nah, champ, I can't wait. We actually did it in Dallas, I think, twice at Sweat Gym. I think it's called Sweat. The boxing gym is a former fighter. He fought Earl in the amateurs. I think his name is Hector Vasquez. It's like Dallas Irvin area.
Yeah, I know where that's at.
Yeah, we did it twice over there. Nah, we love Texas.
Ness, you got my Instagram. I posted some videos with you. I'll send them straight at you. You know, whenever you ready to come down here, because I hate it. I know you go to Wisconsin all the time. The majority of the time I see the post. I'm telling you, bring it down. The South is real. We real. We don't play around. And, you know, we coming with that heat. So I thank you from the bottom of my heart. You know, D-Block will not duck and dodge. You give me whatever the fuck you want to give me. Whoever the opponent is. And I'm telling you, it's going to be a hell of a fight. It will be great views. It's going to come with it. And I know my people from our hood is going to be there. And they're going to support D-Block because we don't play around. We come with it. Nez, thank you so much. And you know, we got Twitterverse tonight at 8 o'clock. Follow D-Block. It's inevitable. D-Block, D-Town, D.C., D-Ville, Baltimore. Fans!
Stand up, champ. Stand up. Tip Bellis.
Yo.
What up?
Yo.
I hear you.
What I miss, man? What I miss? I just tuned in. I ain't even get the notification.
There's possibly an injury on behalf of CYP.
Oh, shit. Y'all need to substitute the main, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you got to step up to the plate, man, on some TBX shit.
You know what I'm saying? You know, TBX, we going to carry the card. So, you know, if CYP injured and he can't go on, then I will happily represent TBX, you know what I'm saying? Rightfully so, you know?
I mean, you ain't never make that fight official with Emperor King. Like, he said he can make 140 to 160, so...
All right, that's cool. I'm gonna holler at my coaches today and everything.
Mm-hmm.
We gonna try to get some shit done. For sure. Yeah, I'll happily go on last and then put on a show for the TBV World. You know what I'm saying? Since he want to jump out, you know, I'm gonna have to just have to show Milwaukee. You know what I'm saying? They new king. You know what I'm saying? Just have to show Milwaukee they new king. You know what I'm saying? Have to be the hometown kid. It's gonna be bad, man. It's gonna be bad. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, man, this fight gonna be for the hood.
Bet.
Yeah, man, all right.
All right. James, what it do? Atlanta. James is taking on Rocky Rodriguez, heavyweight division.
Yo, what's up, Ness, man? How you doing, man?
Street.
Yo, man. I'm thinking about going by the Real Big Meal or Casito. What do you think, man?
What is the ring walk name?
Yeah, man.
The Real Big Meal.
Yeah, man. Yo, man, I'm just trying to self-motivate myself, man. Like, you know, hearing these stories and hearing this, that, and the third, man, I had to really just take a look at myself in the mirror. And since I really started and got back in the gym, I'm down 14 pounds. You know, my goal is actually to lose another like 16 before we actually, before I even get to Milwaukee or more, you know, so I'm just really trying to push myself. So that's one of my small goals. Another one's to be able to jump rope at least, you know, three rounds straight, man, without stopping, without any breaking. It's about 9 minutes. If I could hit 6 minutes, that'd be great too. I'm just trying to do things that, you know, I couldn't do, or just kept on making excuses not to do anymore, man. So shout out to you for talking all that shit all them years, the fat shaming and all the other stuff, man. And I'm just gonna own it, bro. I'm just gonna own it. Did Rocky drop like a full round footage or anything or what?
Nah, he just dropped some dodging and weaving, not even, you know.
Slip movement. I mean, Look, I reached out, man. That's why people make shit on the community, man, but there's some real people in the community, man, like the Info Joes, the Middies, the Sids, you know. I'll even say CYP and a lot of other people, man. They already gave me some advice. Even my coach, they kind of hit the head on the ball, like, hey, I got to work on my footwork. I can't be trailing when I'm in the ring with anybody. But a lot of that just is just from the weight as well. So hopefully the next footage I drop is a month from that same day I sent you. You know, look way better in the ring. And then I'm going to do another 30 days. I'll send you some more footage, another look way better in the ring that time. You know, I'm just trying to reach small goals, man. You know, and hopefully me and Rocky, we just both just put all into this and just do the best we can. Adrian, I know you're putting a lot into this event, man. We all appreciate it. And, you know, hopefully everybody can step up to the plate and just commit to you as you commit to us. Ness, man, hey, you can talk your shit. Do your thing, Ness. And I just want to just chime in real quick. Shout out to you and shout out to the community as always.
Appreciate you. Shout out to everybody participating, you know, calling in and promoting a fight. James Benitez is going to be taking on Rocky Rodriguez. That's a good one for the community. That looks like all the callers. Don't forget to catch me right here, 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 7 o'clock Eastern for your second daily show. Probably going to be a live fight chat for the Pro Box card unless there's some bigger breaking news before that. If not, we'll just be watching the fights together. Remember, no play-by-play live commentary. I'm not trying to be Chris Mannix or none of them dudes and try to go for their job. Now, we watching the fight. I'm smoking a J. You probably smoking one too. I might say some shit. You could call in during the rounds. You know how we do. Catch me on the next one.